what happens when two people of different backgrounds and beliefs sit down face to face and interview each other. This summer, in partnership with StoryCorps as part of the One Small Step project, Utah Public Radio has been recording these new StoryCorps-style interviews. From travels to the far corners of the state, including Blanding, Moab, St. George, and Vernal, we now invite you to listen in on some of these thought-provoking small steps.
Clayton Long lives in Blanding, Utah. Liz Ballinger lives in Moab. They met halfway in Monticello.
I grew up in the little Navajo village, which is separate from mainstream society. Closest town's probably 30 miles away. I had nobody else to talk to except for the sheep. So I always say my first language is a nature language, you know. I'd like to know about how you decided to be part of nature.
I grew up in the city, in the suburbs of Cleveland. We just had very small backyards. As soon as I could walk, I started climbing trees in the backyard. I remember sitting there in the wintertime trying to feed the blue jays peanuts and then putting the peanuts on my head because it was cold and I needed to put my hands in my pocket. And I would try to learn their songs. I would have loved to be around all sorts of animals.
Those were my first friends. My mother, my grandmother, everybody agreed that I would be a sheep herder. And even though I was a sheep herder, the government, which is the United States government, made a law that made it so that every child 6 years old and over had to go to a school. Mm-hmm. And it had to be a boarding school, and it had to be an English-only school. So when I got there, I could not speak the language that I grew up with. I could not dress the way I used to dress. They taught us how to march. We marched from where we stayed to the cafeteria, to the school building. They had to stay in attention all the time, always marching.
You know, I grew up a very strong Catholic and went to 13 years of Catholic school. My father got a very crippling rheumatoid arthritis by the time I was 11, and that was what led to our being below the poverty level. So I was able to qualify for scholarships to go to college. Eventually led me to be able to become an ecologist in the National Park Service, which is what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. My father is a medicine man. When we talked about, son, I want you to learn about it, English ways. I want you to learn all things that's out there. Mm. So they signed me up for the Indian placement program. 12 years old, going into fifth grade, left the reservation. Went into a home of a non-Navajo family as a foster child. And when I was leaving high school, I thought, how do I thank a family who kind of raised me? Mm-hmm. And my foster mother says, my greatest wish is to have my children go on missions. And I thought, that's the way to repay her. And I now work for the LDS Church as a full-time translator. It's just a job that I love. Is yours similar in a way of belief?
Well, I found it really difficult as I went on to study more and become more science-oriented. I wasn't able to hold on to the culture that I grew up with. Yeah. So, you know, I find it really interesting how you were able to blend. And I want to thank you. Can I just say I came here being really nervous. When I found out my conversation partner is a Navajo man, I thought, oh man, what am I going to talk about? And I also just inherently, culturally have a guilt surrounding how our ancestors have treated your ancestors and how it's continued on into today. And the very first story you told, of course, made me feel even worse. But thank you for being so just warm and open. It's an example of how all people who are so different can find common ground.
Liz Ballinger and Clayton Long were recorded in July 2019. More of these interview stories of steps along the way as Utah Public Radio was on the road can be found at upr.org.